Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 2nd. Happy Saturday!
Happy birthday to Dr. Kelly Hatley, who celebrates today. Thank you, Kelly, for all the ways that you enhance our worship through music as our music minister, and the ways that you live so that others can flourish. We thank you for everything you do and for your ministry to active Christian living and to each of us personally. We're so glad you were born and we celebrate with you today.
I hope you're getting some rest today. Wayne's parents are here this weekend and we are enjoying time with them. Remember, tomorrow we have Sunday morning Bible study at 9, then a combined worship service at 10 where we will celebrate our graduates. So you'll want to be here for that. And then we're going to have our spring barbecue. The Holy Smokes team is working on that barbecue this weekend. So if you come by the church today, you'll probably smell some very delicious smells. In the Bible today, we're in Genesis chapter 16, and we'll go to Psalm 111. Genesis 16 is just messy. It's about Hagar and Ishmael. It's about Abram and Sarai's decisions. As I look at this story, I think, Sarai, why in the world would you suggest to Abram that he go and try to have a child with Hagar? Then I get upset thinking about Abram, thinking, okay, yeah, let's do that plan. And then I feel such a sense of regret for Hagar. This passage reminds us that oftentimes we try to take plans into our own hands and we try to manipulate what God has said or done and work it out for him as though God needs our help. And this passage just reminds me that God's plan is always the best plan. Starting in verse 1. Abram's wife Sarai had not borne any children for him, but she owned an Egyptian slave named Hagar. Sarai said to Abram, "Since the Lord has prevented me from bearing children, go to my slave. Perhaps through her I can build a family." And Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So Abram's wife Sarai took Hagar, her Egyptian slave, and gave her to her husband Abram as a wife for him. This happened after Abram had lived in the land of Canaan 10 years. He slept with Hagar, and she became pregnant. When she saw that she was pregnant, her mistress became contemptible to her. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for my suffering. I put my slave in your arms, and when she saw that she was pregnant, I became contemptible to her. May the Lord judge between me and you." Abram replied to Sarai, "Here, your slave is in your power. Do whatever you want with her." Then Sarai mistreated her so much that she ran away from her. The angel of the Lord found her by a spring in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. He said, "Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" She replied, "I'm running away from my mistress, Sarai." The angel of the Lord said to her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her authority." The angel of the Lord said to her, "I will greatly multiply your offspring, and they will be too many to count." The angel of the Lord said to her, "You have conceived and will have a son. You will name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard your cry of affliction. This man will be like a wild donkey. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him. He will settle near all his relatives." So she named the Lord who spoke to her, "You are El Roy, for she said, "In this place have I actually seen the one who sees me." That is why the well is called Beer Lahai Roy. It is between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar gave birth to Abram's son, and Abram named his son, whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to him. Before we move on, I want to read you the little note in my Women's Study Bible in the Christian Standard Version. It says, Hagar could not survive in the wilderness. The angel of the Lord instructs Hagar to return to her mistress, Sarai, and submit to her authority. But this does not mean that God condoned Sarah's mistreatment of Hagar. Instead, God blesses Hagar with the promise of innumerable offspring, just as he swore to Abram and Sarai. In the world of the Old Testament, having children ensured security and survival. Despite returning to a place of oppression, the promise of a son was good news to the desperate young woman. To have more descendants than she could count was perhaps the greatest blessing God could have bestowed. Do you remember from the reading what she calls God? The one who sees me. And that is such an encouraging image to me. Is there an area of life where you do not feel seen today? Oh God, would you remember those who are listening in? And would you help us to remember that you saw Hagar and you see us and you are at work for your glory and our good? Psalm 111 is such a happy psalm, such a reminder of the Lord's goodness, a reminder to us to get into the sanctuary, into the congregation, and to praise Him together. I hope that tomorrow will be that celebration for us. Hallelujah! I will praise the Lord with all my heart, in the assembly of the upright, and in the congregation. The Lord's works are great, studied by all who delight in them. All that He does is splendid and majestic. His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He has provided food for those who fear Him, but He remembers His covenant forever. He has shown His people the power of His works by giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of His hands are truth and justice. All His instructions are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in truth and in uprightness. He has sent redemption to His people. He has ordained His covenant forever. His name is holy and all-inspiring. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow His instructions have good insight. His praise endures forever. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. My challenge for us today is to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. And I think one of the ways that we can do that is by meditating on God's good works. Verse 4 of Psalm 111 says, He has caused His wondrous works to be remembered. Pause with me and contemplate God's wondrous work. Perhaps it's in a friend or a family member. Perhaps even this week you have seen God work in a situation that you needed Him to work in. Thank you, Lord, for providing food for those who fear You. Thank You for showing Your power. Thank You, Lord, that in Your hands are truth and justice. Lord, help us to fear you, to reverence you, to be in awe of you. And would you provide us with wisdom and instruction and good insight? Lord, may your good spirit lead us in level paths. Teach us to do your will, for you are our God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.